Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
My name is Hope.
And you are now listening to
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Now, welcome back, everybody, where we're keeping you fresh in a world of mess.
And helping us feel better together, because Lord knows we need it.
I know I say this every week, but especially on days like today, or weeks like this week, because goddamn.
It's been a rough one for a lot of people.
I don't even want to say that no more, because this has been a rough one every goddamn week since, since you know when.
Well, maybe yeah, not much longer.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully, well, we had, you know, so much goes into that.
Yeah, let us not get ahead of ourselves. Still hold on to hope, though. But yes, how are you doing this week, friend?
Honestly, this week hadn't really been anything bad or good or anything special. It's just been, I take that back. I'm not going to say it hadn't been special. It's been a good week. Mostly, it's just been work and trying to navigate how to not do that so much. Mm-hmm. And just kind of being grateful for things as they are. Everything's kind of just okay. So I'm okay with okay. No new music. Everything's still the same there. TV, still the same. Still watching my WNBA games, watching the NBA finals. I did start the third season of Love, Death, and Robots. Or Death, Love, and Robots. I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, this is the fourth season. And I made it to like the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. It seems okay so far, but I hadn't got much further than that. I've really just been watching my basketball, but that's pretty much been me in a nutshell.
Okay.
What about you, friend?
To be honest, it's a lot of the same. This week was like a week of existence. So it's not anything special that's happened. Just kind of doing my day to day. Everything still just trying to work on get better. That's all. The only thing that's changed with my music is me adding Destin Conrad to that R&B playlist that I have, and that's been my primary playlist like the past couple of months now. So yeah, shout out to all those people. But other than that,
of the lovers and the R&B and the crooners,
it's beautiful. It is beautiful. I want to feel that way one day. We'll see. But I feel like when it comes to the stuff we've been watching, we kind of want to go talk about the same thing.
For sure. I'll let you start first, friend, because this person is hella messy, and I just try to avoid her like the plague. The moment I found out she had a TV show or whatever this is she had, I was like, absolutely not. Absolutely. Yeah. That's terrible. But I was like, I mean, and to be fair, we quite literally owe her for the title of this show because that shit was hilarious.
Yes, it is hilarious. The title of the show came from her tomfoolery, and I love it because she's full of tomfoolery.
Refrigerator.
Right. And this case will be no different. So, for those who didn't know, NeNe Leakes has a talk show on YouTube or on her YouTube channel called The NeNe Leakes Show. She got a beautiful set. She be doing some, I would say her interview style is somewhat okay. She does a lot of talking about herself when she's interviewing people. So there's, I think that's something you notice, but other than that, she does a good job. Like the productions is pretty good, but in this
anything's
past
week, better than Jay Hudson. Have you seen the way she be interviewing people?
I honestly don't. I've never watched it. The only thing I ever watch on her show is the Spirit Tunnel, which I think is beautiful.
Friend, they have been clowning her lately on TikTok, and rightfully so, because it's hilarious. But Jennifer will be like, I heard you in a movie. Oh, that's the movie you here for now? So you promoting that movie. How did you get the role? Wow. And who's the people you acting with? Wow. Let's sing together. I am in love with you. I'll never forget when she did that. I was like, you know what?
You ain't sure.
Just loud.
So basically, she'd just be asking a bunch of basic questions that you could have found with a Google search, like not actually interviewing anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And then singing at volume 12.
Listen, I enjoy her volume 12 voice. And that interview
80%
style,
of the time.
80% of the time. That interview style is actually very similar to what Miss Leeks does. Can you see it?
Yeah.
I don't like how that just happened, but okay. All right. So I want to play a short clip of the part that was very interesting to me. She was talking with T.S. Madison. She asked T.S. Madison if, like, she was dating anyone, to which T.S. answered, you know, I'm dating several people. And then she goes, well, if you find somebody for me, let me know. And then she goes, well, do you only know gay men? And T.S. Madison goes, I don't date gay men, because it's true. She doesn't. We're going to dive a little bit deeper into this in just a second, but let me play the clip real quick.
Meet somebody like that.
I'm going to date several men at a time.
Well, if you meet somebody that's good for me, let me know.
Would you date him if I know him?
Yeah. Do you only know gay men?
Well, I don't date gay men.
Well, okay. Well, I you know when you guys be saying that, that's weird.
Why?
Because what do you mean you don't date gay men? Because if he is sleeping with you and sleeping with a woman, he's something.
Well, he's not gay.
What is he?
He's definitely not gay.
He's bi?
Listen, because if a man come in here and he looks at me and you...
Yeah. What is he?
Well, he likes women.
Yeah, because he doesn't know.
And if he does know, he likes women.
Okay. Now, so, but what is he?
Well, that would probably possibly... It's a possibility.
He's bisexual?
He could be bi or he could be pan.
Okay, what was pan? I forget. That means you be whatever you like, whatever you like.
Hearts, pan. Not hearts.
Right. So whatever you see, you like, whatever I'm on, that's what I'm on today.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
You know, a lot of men are a lot of men are pan, but they don't say anything. Like,
don't want to run into them. I don't want to date him.
Nene, if you've dated him,
I need you to like
Nene. If you've
Hello
dated,
Kitty.
If
all you've, the time.
If you've dated men,
yes.
If you've dated men, there's a possibility in your life. That
he's been with a man.
He's been with something.
He's been with something?
He's been outside. I mean, here's the thing. I know that women consider trans women men because we were born male.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between being man
and
male.
I get it. But you have your parts.
That's correct.
So he could love you and think you're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I want to sleep with you.
There are men who deal with me that won't touch my parts. Anytime you see
But does he know it's there?
Yeah, he knows it's there. I'm not hiding it.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I mean, that wouldn't make any sense.
Well, I've had gentlemen to tell me, hey, put a pillow over that. And I'm like, well, you're not the nigga for me. You don't have to touch it and deal with it. But I'm not hiding shit from you.
So, okay, wait a minute. We got to go back and figure this out.
Yeah.
So the man.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, so the man going to be sleeping with me and you. I don't want to talk to him no more.
You don't?
So that's kind of where I wanted to stop that at. So there were a few things that happened right there.
Ooh.
It was there were a few things to unpack right there. So first, I want to say I honestly don't feel like she had her or so many other women, because I've heard that statement come a lot just from women that I know personally. I don't feel like there was any malice in the stuff she was saying. Not intentionally, anyways. But it was highly, like, problematic and offensive, some of the stuff she was saying. Let me tell you why. The very last part, or the part I left off on, is like, he date you and then date me? Oh, I don't want to talk to him. That one gets under my skin so bad. I'm not trans, but as T.S. was saying, if you're dating and you're dating men, the likelihood that you've been with the man that's been with other men, I don't know the actual percentage, but it's pretty high. And if you guys have gay friends, they can tell you the straight dudes, straight in quotations, it's a lot of all that happening out here. But the fact you're saying, oh, if he date you, I don't want to date him. You say it like we're disgusting or what we do is disgusting. I hate when you say stuff like that. Oh, if he with you, I don't want to be with him. Girl, what are you talking about? What do you mean? And what does that mean when you have like gay friends and you say stuff like that? Do you like not hear what you're saying?
So I want to back up to it not being malicious. There was absolutely some maliciousness in there. I don't think the intent was necessarily malicious as in its entirety, but even down to what you were just talking about, that last statement, that was very like ill, you know, yes. Like gross.
Yes.
And I've talked about this before on the show. We talked about this last year. It was a girl here in Houston that got killed. It was a trans girl in Houston that got killed. And we brought this up very briefly. For those who don't understand it, this is very simple. And I know it's hard to wrap your head around because you associate gender with body parts, which is a funny thing to do because some people have both. What do you do there? And even if we want, okay, let's say we want to go off of that. Everybody starts off as female. Every single baby starts off. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Every single baby starts off as female, and then things develop, drop, and spread, and balls, and all that good stuff, right? Gender is a social construct. And when I say gender, I mean gender in its roles and its identity.
Man, obviously, woman.
There's two different body parts, right? Like, obviously. But its role and identity, listen to what I'm saying, y'all, is a social construct. T.S. Madison being a woman, identifying as a woman of trans experience, a trans woman, does not make her any less of a woman.
At all.
Even with her keeping her parts. Because not everybody wants to go through that. That's a big surgery. Like, that's not a adding on some titties and cutting some titties off type thing. That is a major surgery. And then so many trans girls get that surgery and y'all still don't consider them trans women.
There you go. And I would also like to say,
or women,
as to
rather.
What she was saying, when someone walks in the room, you see two women. My first, when I first saw T.S. Madison, I didn't know she was trans. I just thought she was a black woman, 100% honest to God. I remember this exactly. It was in 2016 around the Beyonce Formation drop where she made her video. That's where I first found her. I just thought it was a black woman in the car talking. I know plenty of black women that have a little bit of a deeper, raspier voice.
Yep.
I know women that are built like her, same facial structure and all. Beautiful. She just looked like a beautiful black woman to me. And that's all she was
saying.
Which
she is.
That's what she is. Like, that's all she was saying. When a man walks in the room, if they like women, that's what they see when they look at her and look at you. But how do you have gay people in your life and make statements like that? Because it automatically makes us think you think less of us or think we're nasty for being who we are, doing what we do.
They do.
So what is the... I don't get that. This is the same people that vote for Donald Trump, but you claim to love black or gay or Mexican people. Those things don't make sense to me. Like, how could you have this ideology or this way of thinking and still claim to be my friend or an ally? It makes the allyship seem false.
It doesn't make sense to them either. They're just doing shit to do shit. Once we come to the realization that a lot of the shit that happens doesn't make sense and will never make sense. You can't find logic in ignorance. And that's where we, as people, like those of us whose head isn't on a swivel and actually has common sense and empathy and emotional intelligence and understanding, that's where we always fall short because we expect people to think and maneuver the same way we do. They're ignorant. We have to accept the fact they're ignorant and willfully ignorant at that. There's too much information out nowadays. You can go online and Google and research and YouTube. I'm talking about professional, like doctors, scientists. So I was talking about, like, in my free time, sometimes I like to watch like videos from like Stanford and Berkeley and like MIT, like all these colleges, they when they be some doing
dope ass YouTube videos.
Yeah, like, and then you can see like real, you can see like live surgeries and real. It's so much scientific, phenomenal information on YouTube and Google, like things that are valid and have been validated over time. So it's
just for you to look at if you wanted to, if you even care to learn.
If there we go. You said it right there. If you care to learn, a lot of people, Nene is what, close to 50, if not already 50?
I want to say she's probably mid 50s ish now.
Okay. Yeah. I knew it was somewhere.
Still beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Ain't no ageism.
People like that are stuck in their ways.
Yeah.
And
the very last part was like, when she said, do they know? That's the part that got me like, okay, you really are willfully ignorant. Because if you know who T.S. Madison is, then you know the trans experience. If you know the trans experience, you know trans women get killed all the time. So for you to say, do they know, like further perpetuates the thing that it's being hidden from them. Some of the girls play. We've discussed this before. The vast majority don't play like that because you know your life's in danger. The guys know. So for you to say, oh, do they know? Nobody's hiding anything from them.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing.
And I mean, the reality is whether they hide it or not, men just have a history of violence against women anyway. So whether that be, what do they call it? Cisgendered women, people who are born female and identify as female, or trans women, like that doesn't change anything. Like whether a trans woman tell a nigga or not, they are still in danger. Like that part doesn't change. And I mean, I used to be insensitive to that a little bit, because I used to have this mentality of like, you should always let them know up front, which I'm still half and half on that. But it's like, I'm not a trans woman, so I can't speak from the trans experience. What I can say is we're pretty close neighbors, because I am a masculine, I am a masculine presenting woman. So like, while not trans, because I still identify as a lesbian, so I still identify as a cisgender woman, you know, I probably can lean a little bit more into it, but like it does not matter. They'll kill them regardless. So
yes. So as I would say a fan of Nene Leakes, I'm like highly disappointed in that whole conversation and how that went. And for all the gay men that was in the room, the editors, I'm like, why did y'all let this part of the interview even come out? Because I feel like y'all knew how this would look.
He said something homophobic though? Nene said some homophobic stuff in the past.
I definitely remember
from the show she has.
I'm like, why y'all let this happen out in the open like this? Y'all could have took this out. But I just wanted to say I'm disappointed as a fan.
Yeah, that was... She said something before that, because I don't know if you saw it, but as soon as she said it, my face was like, I was gaped open. I was... What? She said something in like the first minute or so. I can't even remember what it was. I was like, girl, that... Probably wasn't. You probably shouldn't have said that, but.
And it probably shouldn't have made the cut. As many gay men as around you, I know that studio is full of gay niggas. I know it is. How did that even make it like out?
I mean, because gay men are transphobic too. Them be the main ones trying to take the T out of the LGBT. So you dumbass lesbians too. But I get what you're saying, because it's like you understand that what Nene is implying is that you're gay. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't want to be no man that's been with what I consider to be a man, because you still have your parts.
Let me equate it to this, because we talked about this before a few years ago. Right around when I was turning 30, I had seen my first FTM. I had never seen that shit before. Didn't even know it was a thing. Well, I knew it was a thing, I guess, in my mind. I guess it just never saw it. I was on one of those adult internet places. And what was the name of this person? I can't remember. Ashley Lath or something? Hold on, let me...
I know who Ashley Lath is.
So, let me just make
Ashley
sure.
Ashley Lath does...
I don't know. I think I just came across this person on the site. I don't know if they were doing something, but it was about, like, it was an FTM video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think it may have used a picture of her in the beginning, or him in the beginning. Sorry about that. Yep. See,
it's easy to do.
It is easy to do. I just want to make sure this is the right person I'm talking about. Is it Ashley Lee? It sure is. Okay. So, for those who don't know, I want y'all to Google Ashley Lathe. Ashley Lathe is a trans man. And I am a gay man. I would do some things with Ashley Lathe. Do you hear me? You know why? Because she still has her parts. I did not know that this was a female. This appears as a male. This is attractive to me as a male who likes males.
Yeah.
As a gay man, I'm not attracted to someone like T.S. Madison because she appears as a woman.
Right.
So if that helps anybody understand a little bit better what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Google Ashley Lathe.
Ashley Lathe, he is gorgeous. Yes. He's always been gorgeous.
To all the women out there who listen, and tell me you wouldn't jump on Ashley Lathe. Tell me that lie.
Child, they be jumping on studs and they know we still got coochie, so I
tell me that lie. If you say you wouldn't, you lie. The Wyra
Pitcherator. Just a couple of quick things. To the Californians and now apparently the Texans, some shit is popping off in San Antonio.
I think Chicago I saw too, New York.
Yeah.
It's like so all over these big cities.
Y'all just stay strong. You know what I'm saying? Like it's I was telling Atticus before the show, you know, as much as I pick on the ones who are Latinos are drunk. I do feel bad because a lot of the Latino community, especially specifically the women, I think it was like over 55% of the women and 45% of the men, which is still a lower number, but it's still fairly high, voted for Kamala, which I'm going to talk about that in a second. But to see this play out in real time and watch videos of babies being stripped away from their parents is that's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all just be strong. You know, it's be as strong as you can be, right? Because we're humans and we have feelings, and this is very hard to watch and see in real time. This is, I tell people, we passed somewhere a long time ago this being a political thing. This is a moral thing. And it has been about morale for quite some time now. Like, this isn't politics anymore. This isn't, oh, I'm a conservative, or I have Christian values, or I have this, or I have that. This is somewhere way beyond that. This is this is a moral issue. I remember a saying I heard a long time ago, a while back ago, of somebody saying, they were talking about slavery, and they were saying slavery used to be legal. Did it make it right? Did it make it right? Was it like the morally right thing to do? No, obviously not. So it's like, just because something is legal doesn't mean it's right. So, you know, this act of violence against the Hispanic and Latino community, I stand with you guys. And I know all of y'all don't fuck with us. A lot of y'all made the decision that y'all made because you don't fuck with Black people. And I hate that your ignorance got you here, or you didn't fuck with gay people or trans people, or you got sold the bullshit dream of what Republicans tell you, that strap yourself up by the bootstrap bullshit, and you believe it, and it's not real because that was never for you to begin with. And unfortunately, you are finding this out in the ugliest of ways. And I hate that this has to happen, because even if you're ignorant, there's always a chance that you can learn to be better. Some people, that is, anyway, is not. I feel bad for people who won't get a chance to realize their mistakes. This isn't going to do anything but make people hold more hatred, more anger, more bitterness. Not necessarily against black people, because now they're coming up like, please help us. But it's like, we tried. We warned everybody. I'll tell anybody, nobody knows America like black Americans. Well, they never took their foot off our neck. Like, we worked and worked and worked for hundreds of years. We got free. They still didn't want to free us. Put things in place like the slave patrol, which later became the police. We talked about this in a few episodes ago where we were educating y'all on the history of past history things and such. But, like, they never gave us a moment to breathe or come up. It's always something with the black community. So it's like, if anybody knows what America is and what America's capable of, it's us. It's black people. And we always try to warn everybody every single time, and nobody ever listens to us. But then afterwards, they're like, oh my God, we need you. We tried. You're we tried. Right. To the Asian the Asian community that made a big deal about what was that? Affirmative action. Now look, y'all can't get into them schools no more either. Y'all failed to realize this, the whole same thing with Trump and the Hispanics. Y'all failed to realize that a lot of the civil rights movement just wasn't for black people. All mm-hmm. that fighting and marching we did was for everyone. Everyone got to utilize that. Mm-hmm. Black, brown, Asian, whatever you were, whatever you are, our actions open that door for everybody, not just us, just us. And now they, like I said, when the whole affirmative action thing and then the Asian kids getting, they were shocked. Why? You're not white. What did you think was going to happen? What did you think was going to happen? We knew.
Yeah. To be honest, friend, you've given a whole lot of grace, and the things that are happening are 100% terrible ass shit that shouldn't be happening to other human beings because they're human beings. I can't find it in my heart to give a lot of grace to anybody that didn't listen to what he was telling them, because he told
that too.
I really want to understand like the messaging difference, because I don't know what I was hearing versus what you were hearing.
Right.
But I heard everything that's happening right now. That's all everything I heard him say. Yeah, that's all I heard him talk about. I don't know if the messaging was a little bit different in your area. I don't know if the commercials got to you. Social. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know how you got to this point. It's just real hard for me. I'm still raw about November. Real, still real raw. This nigga's blocked right now. I'm not ever talking to you again, to be honest. But I hate it. I really, really do hate it. And for everybody that's protesting, I'm with you. Be safe as possible.
Well, this still,
don't know where else to go from
there. Still isn't black people's fight yet. Yeah. And I know that sounds ugly. I know it sounds. And you know what? To the black people who do want to get out there and fight, I'm actually not going to be like, you know what, girl, do you? Because I still think it's not a bad thing to do. Also think if black people want to sit down and just say, you know what, we got every right to feel that way too. Because like I said, we tried. But now it's time to spin the block on this other thing. So, woo! On a lighter note, the last two topics were a little bit heavy. On a lighter note, what a circus the White House has been for the last week. My God, this has actually been hilarious. And you know what? I told Atticus I'm going to get my Miss Cleo at Carmen out. I'm going to sign up and I'm going to join psychic school. Because I told y'all
you said everything.
This shit was going to happen exactly how it was going to happen.
You literally said everything.
And now Elon. Here's my theory, y'all. They got caught. And now they're trying to point fingers before all this shit blows up.
Oh, Lord, I hope so.
My biggest thing is the issue is what's going to happen, though.
That's my thing. Okay. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, you can call me a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe he won the election. I believe she won the election. This comes from things like the lawsuit that just just got the go ahead to grant discovery in, was that Rockport, New York? Am I saying the right thing?
Rockport, Rockwell, something like that, yeah.
Something like that. But this was in a district that I want to say may have been a Democratic district.
Yeah, well, I think it was like a at least half and half. Like they've been they've been flip floppy throughout history. So like,
yep. And out of all the people there, Donald Trump won the vote by 100% of the vote. Nobody there voted for Trump. Zero votes. How likely is that? And all the places where like the senators or the House members won. Democratic, but he still won the top of the ballot. That's right. Crazy. How does that right. happen? So,
it's insane because it's like, and they can call us conspiracy theorists. I don't care. We actually have something to back our stuff up with because there's data that is very like, wait, what? Like you hear it and you're like, this doesn't. This doesn't two make plus any two sense.
Equals 632.54.
Right. But in the midst of this Clash of the Titans, or I don't even want to call them that, because you got a damn crackhead allegedly and somebody who has borderline dementia and shits on himself. So it's just, you know, it's not great. It's just not great. But in the midst of their breakup, I hate that they broke up during Pride Month. That's very sad. You know, two powerful men together in a relationship. And they separated through, you know, on Pride Month. It's just, I feel very bad for J.D. Vance because, like, who's going to pick him up from fucking couches now? Like, who's going to pick him up after the killing couch. Popes? You know, what is he going to do after school
now? He has
now?
The couch.
I guess so.
The couch is the only thing that's not ever going to go anywhere.
But the way these two have been on each other's necks, I said back in November, I was like, this was actually like probably towards the end of November, early December. Trump was already given he was fed up with Elon. He was already given I'm tired of this man being in my presence. I knew this wasn't going to last much longer.
Not just him. Everybody. Everybody around that whole situation. It's like, if you don't get this goddamn crackhead out.
Elon has really taken, and I love this for us, but he has really taken the biggest L. Like, your companies are trying to boot you out. Your stock has dropped record. No, like, people ain't never seen numbers like this before.
In days.
Record numbers. Billions of dollars. That is actually crazy for someone to lose billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. He fought the shit into this.
In his case, because your company is literally like, y'all want to own the lib so bad, you created a product that liberals want to get. Like, we want to save the planet, you know? Drive an electric car. That's awesome. But you do the exact opposite of everything your whole company was supposed to stand for.
You know, in between getting his ass whooped. Clearly, we know now after some recent tweets that Stephen Miller actually probably did put hands to this man.
I feel like that was deserving of a hand. Even though y'all both evil as hell, that was still deserving of a hand or two. Maybe
it was. I just love to see it. Love to see it. It's been kind of iconic just to watch them fall apart. But I stand on the fact that I really, really, really in my heart of heart think that they've been caught. And now it's who can I blame first? Which, to be fair, they're going to come after Elon, which they're doing now. They're going to come after Elon. Trump, I don't understand. Like, he's not going to go anywhere until he actually, like, is out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way we're actually going to get rid of him. Too many people follow him in his ignorance. And, yeah, it's just, it's like, wow. But this coming out and then, like, out of country, out of country reports coming out. Like, they're doing research, finding out stories about possible tampering with devices.
Before the election even took place.
Yeah. It's like, it always pointed back to that. There's places like Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, key states blew all the way down the rest of the ballot, but they chose him for it does mm-hmm. not make sense. And that little city that Atticus or County Atticus was talking about a moment ago, y'all voted Democratic judges, for Democratic commissioners, and see all this other stuff, but you voted for him for the it mm-hmm. something.
And she had not one vote, zero not votes. One. That's zero. That's absurd. Zilch.
So we'll see and how this plays out.
The thing about bots, I don't know if you remember this. Right after the election, AOC went on live and she was asking people why they would vote for her and then vote for him at the top of the ballot. And the comments that were coming into the live were like super body. They didn't even make sense. They were like, oh, you're just so real. And both of y'all are so real. I'm like, what? These people are on two very opposite ends of the spectrum for what they stand for. How does it even make sense for you to circle her name and then go to the top to circle his name? But the comments didn't seem like real people at the time. I was like, oh my God. Y'all ain't even covering it up right.
I'm dead. He but seems I'm so on. Real legit.
Right.
I sell real estate.
It's like them AI videos with their eyes.
It's like, you know what,
get it reminds me, you goddamn robot.
I don't know if you remember the bot. This used to be so funny. You could post the saddest shit, and then here comes a bot. Want to see my coochie? And then it's just like, hot naked girls. I'm just like, what the? I didn't even tag. There's no, what is this?
In the thing I've been studying, y'all, there was a section about AI and like the benefits and risks of AI. And the lady was explaining like the lack of emotional awareness or intelligence that AI has in responding to people. And she cited an incident where it just told somebody to take themselves away from the planet because their problem wasn't going to get any better.
You could just die. I was
like, oh my God.
Listen.
Like, but it makes sense. I mean, it's just telling the truth for the data.
Not just telling the truth.
It's just telling the truth. I don't think it meant no harm. It's just saying, you know.
Things aren't going to get any better. There's a gun shop 2 miles down the road.
You have exactly $325 in your checking account.
Your rent still isn't paid.
Did you laugh at me, bitch?
I don't feel emotions.
Are you or are you not hungry?
I just learned how to laugh.
You just hear this bitch coming through your phone in the middle of the night trying to go say,
dreaming about Wendy's, aren't you, broke bitch?
You have exactly enough to buy the gun and some bullets. This could be over with by 10 a.m. tomorrow.
I am your 13th reason.
That's crazy. Oh, shit.
But anyways,
true.
To this election that could or could not have been rigged, allegedly, many of us have our own thoughts and opinions. All I can say is I feel in my psychic ways something very big is about to happen over this summer. I don't know what, I don't know how, but it's a lot of people unhappy with him. A lot of his own people unhappy with him, which is what happened the last time and the time before last. He keeps losing people left and right. Elon is screwed. I think even because I was talking to Atticus about him starting his own party or trying to get rally people up to start his own party, and about 5 million people potentially responded. Just to put that in perspective, 160 potentially, because, right,
you know, like a, X, he's on X. Them was probably might have been robots.
I can guarantee you the majority of them were. It's like 160 million voting Americans, maybe even more. Y'all, this isn't going to be what you think it is. That's going to fall flat, because what he has underestimated is how much that we still hate him too. And that's Democrats and Republicans and everybody else alike.
The crazy, I don't see how you can get up here and say the reason he dropped the Epstein files because he's in them. Sir, you were fine with that while you were in the White House. We all know he's in them damn files. Everybody know that. You ain't told us nothing we don't know.
Right. Like,
and you were okay with it until you got the boot.
We gonna see. I feel like something is gonna happen. Something dramatic is gonna happen. And I wish it would be dramatic enough for them to erase everything that they've done and put Kamala in. It takes so much
in her place.
Right. It takes so much work to do that. So I don't know if that's going to be the case. But I feel like he just made these next 4 years extremely hard for himself.
I agree with that.
And yeah, this might be over soon because MAGA continues to dissolve. So... yeah, we'll see what happens. I actually am a bit more hopeful again because shit ain't so sweet no more. And it is hilarious to watch. And they're realizing that people are fighting back too. They're sending out National Guard, Marines for this whole ICE situation. These people don't give a fuck. California ain't nothing but healthy vegan Floridians. Okay. Them niggas is equally as crazy. Y'all right. Talking about you got Bloods and Crips and essays and all. Did you really think you was going to go in there and play in them people's faces?
Right.
They finna fuck y'all up. And it they got really, access to crazy guns, too.
Right. It really feels like we living in the Endgame movie right now. Like, this is like the final level boss that we have to defeat. I just hope it turns out favorable for the people.
I think it is, friend. For the first time in a while, I feel hope. I truly think some shit is about to shake. I don't think this is going to go the way a lot of people think it is or thought it was. It's about to get real, real fast. And some things about to course correct because people are fed up. And then lastly, speaking of fed up in such, I want to talk about Tyler Perry Straw.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about Tyler Perry Straw. In my opinion, and this is somebody, y'all know how much I have critiqued this man on this show. I got something crazy to say every other episode. He probably gave me my best laugh of 2024. I ain't cackled like that with them Fisher Price animals. That was the funniest shit I ever seen in my life. That being said, Straw touched so many different things for me. And while there were some, the writing still wasn't perfect. Okay, let's be realistic. It still wasn't perfect. It still had its issues. It still had its moments. It still had its inconsistencies. Overall, the movie, in my opinion, was really good. It was very watchable. Yeah.
Very authentic movie. Like that movie you could feel. I would give the movie 8 out of 10. I would like to preface that with the fact that I am not a critic and I'm not super hard. There was some of the story that did like aggravate me a little bit. Not necessarily the story, but I guess a couple of things that happened in the movie. Like, why did it take y'all all day to find the officer that... like, why did everybody was right there? Why did it take y'all 12 hours to find out who this was? That was crazy to me. And then the fact that she was acting like her going to the bank with a gun wasn't enough for people to like panic and think she was robbing the bank. But then again, you find out towards the end of the movie, she's clearly a little bit disturbed. So I'll let that one go.
In a manic episode and having a major hallucination.
Yeah.
The funniest part about her having the gun, though, is she's quite literally, not does she not just have the gun. She's walking around in the back. But then, like, she is pointing it at me. Like, they have every reason to be absolutely to think shot out.
They think, why are you acting like that? I just want my check.
Somebody said this whole movie could have been wrapped up if she had direct deposit.
Damn.
What year did this take place in? Because she ain't got direct deposit. I was like, you know what? That might be
No, friend. That ain't even valid. I know plenty of people still be getting their check and going spending their money at the check cashing place.
That is crazy.
It is. It's crazy in 2025, but they're older and that's all they've ever done. And it's, I mean, I guess it is what it is, but.
Mail me my damn check.
Don't mail me a damn thing. You can mail me a check stub.
Right.
Put that shit in their direct deposit.
What?
Why is you acting like that? Why is she screaming? Stop all that damn screaming.
I would have had to shoot Tessa.
Yeah, Tessa would have got shot a couple of times. I ain't even gonna lie.
Tessa, this woman poured her whole heart out. And your insensitive ass was still, girl.
Acting a robot. Like you ain't hear nothing she said. Everybody in the world, even I'm sitting there with a tear in my eye like, ooh, god damn. Yes.
And that kind of brings me to my point of like being nice and kind to people because you really don't know what people are going through. I think that's something that he actually, like, he clearly has a thing with Black women trauma. Now, I did see this interview where he kind of broke down some stuff and some nuances to his thought process with that. Still didn't like it all the way, but I understood where he was coming from and the way he kind of wanted to expose Black women. But it's like, you can show some Black joy sometimes, please. Mm-hmm. Just maybe outside a little bit more. It ain't got to be as traumatic. Yeah. But like, or we ain't got to sacrifice as much. But whatever. But one of the things that I loved, and I say loved with capital letters, loved about this movie was the Black women sticking together. Mm-hmm. You had Tiana having, first of all, shout out to Tiana Taylor.
Yes.
Girl, you're going to be fine your whole life. That's number one. Number two,
don't
her being like,
even.
Bit.
Oh, okay.
And just going over there and knocking that motherfucker's head loose.
Yeah.
I appreciated that because anytime I also have to like monitor how I view white and Black interactions because, sometimes it'd be a lot. It'd be a lot to watch. Dude. And he was, next time I see you, I'm going to find a legal reason to blow your fucking head off.
Friend, and tell y'all this part, I wasn't going to watch this damn movie because I already knew some shit like that was going to be in there. And I don't be trying to feel like that. I just be wanting to watch stuff to make you feel good and take you away from your actual woes. And I knew that this was not going to be that. Just from the cover, her sitting on that bed like that painting.
Yes.
No, yes. I already knew this what this is going to be. So I had the hope was fighting me to go watch. She's like, you really need to watch this movie. I'm glad I watched it in the end. But when I tell you getting past, what was it?
The first 30 minutes
was a task. That was a task. I feel like when your movies start off like that, you need to have retribution at the end. You need to have a sinner style ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
To make you feel better.
When I tell you the first 30 minutes, I wanted that. When I text the ass, it's like, I literally want to fight everybody in this bitch. Mm-hmm. I want to fight everybody in here because, like, what do you mean? And now I'm also side-eyeing the landlord because clearly she was having this hallucinogenic moment, right? Like, we know now at the end, that's the climax of the story, y'all, the plot twist, if you will. The baby was dead. The baby had died the day prior, and she couldn't come to terms, and she had a mental breakdown. So mm-hmm. she maneuvered the whole day as if this child was still alive, and it was just it. First of all, shout out to him bringing mental health awareness, because Black women specifically suffer from a lot of depression, anxiety, manic, all this stuff, and we just have to be strong. We don't ever get the chance to like be anything other than mothers, sisters, parents. Like, we just always have, you just always have to be strong. So just mm-hmm. like see this breakdown was really sad, but I'm glad it was brought to the light. But I don't even remember what I was going to say. I'm trying to.
Oh, it's okay.
That's that ADHD.
It does give ode to. It's real easy to say someone is crazy when you don't understand exactly what they're going through, because to you it's not real. That shit is very real to people that experience it. Those hallucinations they see, that's not hallucinations to them. That shit is real. We can't see it, but they see that shit as clear as day. When you told me, you was like, it's a plot twist at the end, and when I first started watching the movie, I kind of assumed that's what it was when she was walking out of the hospital and I saw like the doctors or like the doctor at the nurse like looking at her and she just kind of stopped. I was like, oh Lord, this baby gonna be gone. This reminded me of that movie with Viola Davis and Jennifer Lopez. I can't remember what it's called.
I've heard of it. I know what you're talking about. I didn't watch it though.
Yes, but it turns out, damn, it's been so long, I can't even remember which one. One of them hoes wasn't real. They was coping because the kid had died.
Oh, wow.
And had literally made up the whole, like, this whole other person. The other person gave them strength to, you know, to do the shit they needed to do, but the person wasn't real in the end. So it fell in that same type of realm to me, but I thought that was a really good job, a really good take on that.
That it really was. That's what I was gonna say. The first 30 minutes. Whew. Mm-hmm. On top of her having this mental breakdown, that's what I was gonna say. I was talking about the landlord. I wonder if like the landlord still threw her out, or if she had hallucinated that. Like, I don't know, because it's like, if the landlord still threw her out and her child died the day before, ma'am, you are trash.
I think her landlord did throw her out because she had that stuff on the side of the road. And you remember she put it up and put it in the book bag.
Yes.
And then the landlord was just sitting on the stairs looking like Boo Boo the Fool.
When she was watching that video.
Yeah, watching the video.
But like, how did you not know this woman's baby didn't die the day before? Like,
right.
People really be high key, not even low key, people be high key evil and selfish, and like, I get it, like shit has to go on, but please have some grace. Like, unfortunately in my world of business, I deal with clients to where, you know, I have people contacting on their behalf and they're deceased and they're just like, hey, I just want to know when this gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're dead. It's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. When it's gonna fucking happen, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. Can the family grieve? Like, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
But that was just super uber. And then shout out to Sinbad too. It was good seeing him back on the screen. He had been away for, you know, he had a stroke and kind of just went away, but it was good to see him back on the screen.
Brand, when I seen him on the screen, I didn't know what to think. So I was like, how long ago did they film this? Because Brand, I thought Sinbad was gone. I don't know why I think so many people are gone. And they just be popping up and I'm like, damn, I thought they had done left here.
That's because we live in a different multiverse. At some point it shifted. Because it be people that I be like, no. Dude,
you went home. I remember you going home.
I seen your funeral on TV.
Exactly. But maybe I didn't. Obviously I didn't. I do also want to say good job to Sherry Shepherd, because usually you see her in like a comedic role. And I think she did a really good job at her caring for
I'm not
Taraji
caring for too much
in that. I'm gonna give her her things. Like I said, you already know how I feel about one of the people she was talking about. And I just kind of chalked that up to the fact she's old. She ain't never going to understand, like, the mind.
Bad bitchery.
She ain't never going to understand that. Yeah. What somebody's wearing doesn't change who they are, what they're capable of. It doesn't make them any less of a person or worth any less. It's
right.
It's weird, but you of that old, Sherry in her late 50s, I think. That ain't never going to change.
Mid to late 50s, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a damn if she walked in here naked. I would still think the same thing that I think of her. I wouldn't give a damn if Kamala wore that same dress, to be honest for you. She's still Kamala. See, you nasty.
Hold on, I'm just processing some things. Kamala, listen, I seen a video. First of all, people thirsting over Kamala is so funny to me. It's not that she's ugly. We know that.
She sure isn't.
But like, I didn't know how fine she was. Now she's a little bit older. You know, she looks a little bit older, but she's still
fine.
But yeah. But I seen some younger videos. I was like, what the fuck?
I know Kamala was a force to reckon with back in her day, boy.
Fine.
I know, like, she was a force.
Well, you remember Donald liked the slipped up one time. She's very beautiful. She's very... Mm-hmm. He would have owned her. That's what a lot of these white men don't... Listen, just say what you mean. That's what you want to say.
She had niggas running out there. What time did you get here? Did you get here before me? Did you...
Oh, you messy bitch.
I'm gonna take that out.
Don't but take I know it she out. Did. Leave it in.
She Listen. Had them. I know she had them in a frenzy, just like that.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Shoot. She had him in a frenzy.
I guess that's really all I got on it. Good job, Tyler. That was it. Still, like I said, still had its inconsistencies, but like overall, I enjoyed it. And I have not been able to say that about a Tyler Perry movie in a very long time, that I actually enjoyed it and I felt emotion behind it. And it felt like he put some effort into this. This one felt different. Yes. This one felt like it was a bit more thought out.
It did. It definitely did. And to share, in her interview with The Breakfast Club, she was talking about when she was going to shoot, or he asked her, and she was asking him, like, how many weeks do you need me? And he was like, girl, I don't need you for no weeks. I need you for 4 days. And because, you know, he gets it done. Yeah. But she was like, which I have no problem with, because I believe getting it done faster, of course, allows you to pay people more, because you ain't got to spend as much time.
Yeah.
Or as much of your resources trying to do what you got to do. But there was also the thing she said of, like, the way he shoots, which I would actually love to see, is apparently, like, you would go in on your... on your day, do your scenes or whatever, and you would have to stop, and they got to change out the cameras to do your scenes, like your wide angles, your close-ups, your overhead shots. And she was like, they shoot you with so many cameras at one time that you don't have to redo this thing. She was like, they had shots of me I didn't even realize they got in the one time that we did it. I would actually like love to see
what that was cool.
Like, yeah. But then she was like, even when you're a star, of course, he pays you well, but actually to take care of you on set, because you have to negotiate everything down to like your trailer size and all that. She was like, when I got there, that was not the trailer I negotiated. She was like, this motherfucker had an upstairs, a kitchen, a downstairs, an office. I was like, okay, that's what I'm talking about. You better be treating your people well. So I'm not going to say nothing else negative about Tyler. You do what you do, Tyler. You doing it well. You giving... It seems to be coming from like a very authentic and like a good place. I don't So I'm gonna give him all his things.
I mean, you gotta give him his flowers. And I said this before, even with like the lack of creativity, one thing I will absolutely say every single time is I don't care if it's garbage. I've watched all of them.
All of them. I ain't watched all of the movies. I ain't gonna lie. I done watched all the plays. He does got a new Madea movie coming out. I'm gonna watch it.
I've watched. The only things that I have not watched of his is plays, is movies I've watched. Mm. I don't watch a TV series. The last one I watched was The Have and the Have Nots.
I will say I'm not going to start another Tyler Perry TV series. I'm not going to do that. I thought about starting the Divorce Sister ones because I think it actually started last week. I'm not doing that. I just started having like PTSD flashbacks from the original sisters, and I don't want to do it no more. So
he was like, no, never mind. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I know it probably had some really good moments, but I don't want to have to deal with what goes on in between it. So, yeah, not doing it.
After the Have and the Have Nots, and then I didn't even finish the Have and the Have Nots. And then when I found out it ended, you told me how. I was like, girl, everybody went through all this for this.
Everybody, except for the mama.
So, no, everybody they, died.
In the last 5 minutes of the show.
They can keep that. But do you got anything else for him?
I ain't got nothing else, child. We thank y'all again for coming back to chill and chat with us. And we will talk to y'all next time on The White Refrigerator.
Until later. Peace.
Bye.